Pour mieux écouter.
Guessing hidden motivation. Speakers sometimes don't mean exactly what they say, and it is up to the listener to determine what they are really trying to communicate. This can be especially challenging when you are listening to a conversation in a foreign language. However, bearing in mind what you have learned about how to listen, using the context, considering intonation, etc., you can move past the actual words the speakers use to guess their real motivation. For example, when David gives Camille the flowers and says that it's pour me faire pardonner de venir vous déranger, one can guess that he might have another goal in mind. Perhaps he just wants to show Camille how much he likes her, or perhaps he's hoping she'll be willing to take the relationship a bit further, which is in fact what happens, since she promises to invite him for dinner. When you listen to a conversation, you can better appreciate its nuances if you are on the lookout for statements and questions that shouldn't necessarily be taken at face value.